need a captive audience.
That's exactly it. All right. We don't normally have guests on the show, so this is really odd. I can't believe Jacob had him come on. It's a great way to introduce him.
Yeah, that's right.
Because this was an old introduction when we wanted to get Lee Stallman on. He is the owner of the Falls City Firearms. I went in there to buy a gun a couple weeks ago, and one of the guys working behind the desk, he's a retired sheriff, he said, this is the busiest day or second busiest day since we have opened in 1989. I think that was it. Is that right, Lee? That's when you guys opened, 1989?
Yeah, July.
July, 1989. Yeah. I remember it well. And the sheriff said, yes, second busiest day. Everybody was coming in. You have a small little store. It's got all sorts of guns, but it was packed. It was waiting to get someone to help us as we went to purchase a gun. My buddy Dave and I were buying a gun. So who did you notice were coming in? Brand new customers that hadn't ever been there before and had never owned a gun before?
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of first-time buyers. And by the way, Jim Schaefer that was working, he's a retired Snoqualmie, City of Snoqualmie police chief.
Oh my gosh, that's who that was? Wow.
Yep, great guy.
Good to have Jim on there. Okay, so a lot of new folks coming in, and they were buying things that they could take right away, which was like shotguns and bolt, right?
Right. We totally sold out of our short-barreled shotguns, all brands, all price ranges.
Did it feel a little weird selling a gun to somebody who had never fired a gun before?
Well, we give them an impromptu instruction, and they're fully aware that these are firearms. They can be dangerous, and so you try to educate them as best you can.
Yeah.
But definitely a lot of first-time buyers.
Yeah, Tom, you like that impromptu?
Yeah, impromptu and first time. That makes me nervous.
Uh-oh.
So, Lee, I'm kind of wondering about what the profile of these new first-time buyers. How would you describe them? Were they more, more women involved than men if they're first-time buyers, or if that's not true, were they younger, were they older?
All across the board. Just the common thread was, we've never owned a firearm, and we thought maybe this is the time to get it. Huh. And you're right, they were buying the firearms that they could take with them. Handguns, there's up to a 10-day wait, and if you get a semi-automatic rifle, it's a mandatory 10 business day wait since Initiative 1639 went into effect last July.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the guns that they could take with them immediately, we even sold out of our duck hunting shotguns.
So were they saying that they wanted to protect their property or that they had read something online? Did they give you a story?
A lot of people were saying, we would just think somebody might do a home invasion or looting, the homes in a neighborhood, and they said we just want to have some protection.
So Lee, how does that
make you feel? I mean, you obviously are profiting from it. You're in business to do exactly that. Does it make you at all uneasy to see so many, first time people come in? Maybe.
No, I mean, I like to see people get into the shooting sports. It's a fun recreation, and so. Yeah, I mean, if there's somebody that's a shady character, we have the right to say, no, we're not going to sell you a gun.
Mm.
But I think, Lee, Tom's driving at is you're selling a gun to somebody who's never fired a gun before, and it's a lethal weapon that could be either someone in the house or accidentally shoot a neighbor. Tom's wondering, do you feel any sort of moral connection or a sense of responsibility?
No, I don't, quite frankly. Obviously, we suggest places where they can take training. Snoqualmie Valley Rifle Club, Issaquah Parks and Recreation, one of our competitors teaches classes. Mm-hmm. And so we give them a lot of those options, and we've got safety pamphlets and things we hand out, so we do our best. I mean, if there's a lot of people it's going to be a first time, for anybody that has a gun, there was a first time when they bought it,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Usually what I hear, Lee, is that the people that buy guns are people that already own guns. So So it's a little surprising to me that in this kind of a rush, there's been a rush for, first timers. But still, I'm just wondering about your social responsibility about selling John a gun for Pete's sake.
Lee was not there. Tom.
He wasn't.
Lee technically wasn't there. Now, they could have called him. He might have been at home, and he could have rushed in. Go ahead, Lee.
Also, can I say something? First off, our sales are up 175% for the first 25 days of March over last year. I mean, that's the hugest increase. it's just been so busy that obviously a lot of people are thinking, you know, that way, that they want to have sure. some protection. And we also sold out of all our freeze-dried food. You know, it's been busy, as you saw.
Well, the sign says...
Why would you be selling freeze-dried food? That's interesting. It never occurred to me you could get freeze-dried food at a gun shop.
Well, we got a little camping section, you know, with flashlights and stoves and things of the candles and water purifiers. And I just thought freeze-dried food would go along with it. And so it makes us an essential business. So you know, it's food.
Oh, I see.
Can you believe that?
Well, the sign out front says if the gun doesn't kill you, the food will. Lee, so are you now, because you sell that food, are you guys an essential personnel and service that needs to be provided?
Oh, I don't know. I was just pointing out that we do have that, you know, category covered.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good to know on that. And finally, when we tried to call you to get you on about a week ago, the phone kept going to busy. What was happening with that?
Well, when we do the checks, when we sell guns, we go online and we get a hold of the NICS Center, which is the National Instant Check System that's set up by the ATF and run by the FBI. Mm-hmm. And it would lock us out. It wouldn't let us. And it did this to all FFL dealers across the country. And so then you have to revert to the backup where you phone in the check. And we were put on hold for hours on end. They'd say the approximate hold time would be, you know, 75 minutes, and you'd be on hold for 2 hours. And so then when they finally picked it up, you could clear all your checks, and they would do it internet manually for you and give you the status on the check. But then we were so busy that as soon as we hung up, we had to call back again to get for the next row of people.
Right.
And so the system was down for a week, and so we were constantly on the phone. And believe it or not, I'm the last guy in the universe, I think, that doesn't have a cell phone, and so I had to do all the checks with the store phone, so it made the store phone busy.
Well, listen, we appreciate the fact you came on. And by the way, what do you think about some of these states? What do you think about Edmonds, the city of Edmonds? They had an emergency vote on Sunday. They voted 7-0. The mayor said, you know what, you can't carry your gun in Edmonds during this time.
Yeah, well, clearly I think it's unconstitutional, but I don't live in Edmonds. So those voters ought to vote those people out.
All right, there you go. All right, Tom, any final questions for Lee Stallman from Falls City Firearms?
I've got lots of questions. Can I ask one? I just wanted to verify something that John has been insisting upon, and I don't disbelieve him, that gun sales went through the roof when Obama was president, and they flattened and crashed when Trump became president, because people that buy guns are afraid they'll never get a chance to buy guns again. With Trump in office, people relaxed. When Obama was in office, people got nervous.
Well, yes, but let me change that a little bit. Up to the election day when Trump was elected, everybody knew that Hillary was going to get elected, and so everybody was buying guns. The moment Trump got elected, then it dropped off because people either already had purchased them or relaxed and said, okay, he's a good gun guy.
Yeah.
So up to the election, sales were brisk, yes.
So technically, Lee, and as you answer, remember I am a customer, I was correct, right?
Yes.
That's right. And the nice thing about that is it's the only good thing that I can say about Trump's election.
We're all well armed. All right. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Lee.
Bye, Lee. There goes Lee from Falls City Firearms, a little tiny store there in Falls City right next to what's the name of that restaurant, that really nice little restaurant. Cool spot. Great little place to head on down there. So, yeah, I was when we went in there, Tom, there must have been, it's a tiny, tiny little store, and it was elbow to elbow on everything, and I had not seen anybody buy a gun that didn't know anything about guns, but they had told me a bunch of people had been in that day. I would have loved to have talked to somebody that, because of what they felt was happening, I guess you see empty store shelves and you watch the news and you get this sense that, oh, my God, it's coming. It's almost like the zombie apocalypse. I better get a gun because people are going to get this virus and then foaming at the mouth, you know, come up sort of wild-eyed, you know, going through my garage looking to get my generator.
That's great. Small gun shop packed, no social distancing, and everybody's got a gun.
I'm feeling fine. whose life is worth